Hi everyone, welcome back to Unfiltered with Claudia. I know it's been a minute. I know. Life has been life and things have been busy, right? I know consistency is key on social media, but we're trying to do better. We're gonna keep trying, but until then, I'm gonna keep bringing you guys conversations with me as much as I can, when I can, and we're gonna keep it unfiltered. All right, today with me, I have a guest. I have my first official guest. Her name is, drumroll, Dee. So Dee is my cousin, right? And we had a very exciting day. This was my birthday weekend. It was my birthday weekend. And she came in from Philadelphia to come see me. Mm-hmm. And we had a nice weekend, surprisingly, because, you know, the goal was to sleep. I'm not one to celebrate my birthdays, but the goal is always to sleep. So, yes. So, Dee, do you want to say hi?
Hi, everyone.
Who are you? What's your name?
My friends call me Dee, which I can allow you guys to call me Dee, but it's actually Deidre Wilson.
Oh, so you are giving full names. Okay, cool. Nice. Yeah. All right. So that's Dee to you guys, right? So today we had a good time. Went into town. How was it?
It was good. It was a good day for a day that wasn't planned.
So we're both travelers, right? So we like to travel alone. We're also both planners. Well, Dee is a planner.
Yes,
I'm a planner. Really not a planner. And she came in and she's like, oh yes, I have so many places to go into DC and we're gonna have fun and we're gonna explore Maryland. You hear her laughing in the background, guys? Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I woke up in the morning and girl, any plans? And she's looking at me like, let's just go figure it out, right? So, which is my specialty, right? So, we go out and what was the exciting thing you got done today? Let's start off with that. You're laughing. It's not funny. Come on, share. Share with the people. I think they want to know.
I got my nose pierced.
Yay!
It hurts.
Yeah. Where did you get your nose pierced? Because let's not act like this was your first nose piercing.
It was my first nose piercing, but it's not my first piercing.
Okay, so where else do you have your piercings?
I have like 6 piercings on one ear, okay, and 3 on another, which I'm gonna get more, but you know.
Okay, for someone who has 0 piercings, I am totally like mind boggled right now, because she is crying about her nose and she has 6 piercings on her ear, right?
It's different parts hurt.
Okay, if you say so,
the
really.
The nose hurts. Of course, it's like now there's something strange on my nose, so now I'm tend to touching it, and it hurts like
So, yeah, so we went. We got her nose pierced. She looks gorgeous, by the way. Didi, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shut up. Okay, calm down. Don't get a big head, okay? All right, so, yeah, she got her nose pierced, and it was a good time. We then left, and then we went into town. We were supposed to go to the Museum of Illusions in D.C. I don't know if you guys have been, but, yeah, you can imagine people who haven't planned going to the museum, right? They were like, yeah, we're fully booked, and we don't have any, like, same-day tickets.
Yeah, of course, us with no plans, walking in there like we own the place.
Right.
Give us tickets now, today, please.
Yeah, and, but the girl was so nice, though. Like, she was like, she kept saying, she was like, yeah, guys, I'm so sorry. Like, you have to, like, take your time, figure out if you want to, like, get a ticket for tomorrow, or you could come again later, like, this evening at 8 p.m. And we're just like, no, that's not going to happen. But yeah, it was good. So we ended up, we didn't go to the Museum of Illusions, obviously, because no tickets, and we had other things to do, right? So we decided to walk around a little bit. Well, we really didn't, actually. We decided to walk around a little bit.
No, it wasn't a little bit. We decided to walk around a lot. Tell the people like it is. We walked a lot.
Okay, so rewind. She is trying to pat herself on the back for working out, because I insisted that we work out this morning. And now she's like, yes, I definitely worked out a lot. Like, look at me working out a lot, girl.
Listen, The fact that I don't have my Apple Watch to tell me how much I walked, but I know we walked a lot.
First of all, calm down with the flex. You didn't need to bring in the Apple Watch in there.
Apple gang, you know, the tracking the steps.
Okay, this is another conversation for another day. I'm Android, so we know we're about to delve in right now, but we are not going to digress. We are not going to digress because... Right. Says a person who started the shade. You know what? The thing about Android people is we don't have to do anything. Like, we're just like, you know what? You Apple sheep. Because all you guys do is follow the shepherd. But, you know, as you said, we're not going to trail sheep today. We're just going to sit quietly and talk about what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. So, actually, after all that, right? Going back to our story. After all that, we walked around a lot. And we ended up at...
The African Arts Institute or culture.
This is a shame because when you guys get the museum, and yes, she is black, so I don't know if I should take her black card right now. because
I want to be correct when I code it.
Exactly, okay? Because you really started on the wrong foot. So let's scratch that. Scratch that.
Wait. Don't take my black card away.
I am this close because I don't even know what she was going on about earlier. Because I know where we went to.
No.
And now this girl does not have any idea. You know, Didi was so excited about going today because she's like, oh, it was on my bucket list. You know, I'm going to shame you right now.
No.
It was on my bucket list. I definitely wanted to go here. I can't believe we did.
No.
And guys, now she has like the map of the place.
Don't throw shit on me like that. Don't throw shit on me.
She has the map of the place. Okay, so where did we go?
National Museum of African American History and Culture. Okay? To be correct. Okay? Still known as the African Arts Museum, but you know what? You know, I just gotta be correct here, so...
No, you using your whatever, like, just bringing up a name and, like, trying to make up for it. But yes, guys, finally. Okay, I'm not taking your black card.
We want to be detailed.
Yes, exactly. Because we want to pass on the right information. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, come on, you can't be walking around and giving fake names to museums. Mm-hmm. Like, no. So, anyway, so we went there. It was wonderful. Didi was excited because she's never been... And went in. We had such a good time. We really didn't get to explore everything, right? We only got to explore the C1 to C3 level, which is... And why did you throw the map away? Bring the map. So what is C1 to C3? You want to tell the people what the C1 to C3...
I didn't throw the map away, yes.
You want to tell the people what the C1 to C3 level is? How many levels first are in the museum?
Three levels.
We just didn't go to the other level. So how many in total are there?
Like six. For about... two levels, but like had three floors each.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we started with the slavery and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We went all the way to defending freedom, defining freedom, the era of segregation.
Mm-hmm.
And then... we finished up at the Changing America, 1968 and beyond.
Okay, so that was C1 to C3, C1 to C3, right? And I'm going to preface by obviously saying that everything we talk about is just our personal opinion. We're just going to talk about, like, how we felt going through it, how we felt after the visit. You know, we're going to keep it light, but again, this is unfiltered with Claudia. So I'm gonna talk to Z. I'm gonna ask her about her feelings. I'm gonna share some of my feelings I had. It was a wonderful time. I think it's always beautiful to learn about Black history, Black culture, right? Mm-hmm. So let's go in, right? Let's start with what our backgrounds are. Let's keep it simple because this background's a little bit complicated.
We'll talk
right?
about that later, guys.
Another conversation. But you wanna go ahead and give the people a little bit about where you're from. And what you identify, who you identified with as a person.
Oh, Lord.
And how you identify, just general.
Honestly, I don't even know, but anyway. Okay. But, born in America, but, you know, grew up in Cameroon.
So, how long?
For like 20 years, guys.
Okay.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, So growing up there, we to like looking at this museum today or the institute today, it was like different. It was like looking at it from a different perspective. Like in Cameroon, we learn only the part of them taking our people away, but we didn't learn what happened to our people once they got to where they went to, like be it, America or wherever they ended up. We didn't know that part of the history. We only knew like the part where they come to take us, how that process was in selling, and then the boats and whatever from different tribes and all that stuff. But today, going to this going to this arts institute or museum or whatever it's called, just seeing the other side of how they got here and what they had to do, like how they were treated and all that stuff. It was a lot. It was a lot of emotions. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was a lot of emotions and seeing the stuff that they had to deal with, seeing the slave owners sell them and sell their kids, auction off their kids, and yeah, some of those images won't leave my mind, but yeah.
I agree, right? Like, and I remember when you went in, you were like smiling and like
Yeah,
laughing
I
and
was
so excited.
excited.
And then when we were leaving, she was so like mellow. Like
I
it was like
see.
she had such a good time, but you could tell like she was like it was like a reminder
Yeah, I was
of like
excited
everything.
of the fact that we as a culture, black people, have a place where all almost, I would say 99% of our history is being kept. And to see everything, like not, guys, it was huge, but to see majority of our history and to read on the stuff and listen to what actually happened to some of these people in that era. I, for one, am a strong advocate for self-life. I don't even know if I would have survived in that era. And then to think that some people actually survived, fought for people to have, their freedom. It was just, I came out of it and I was just like, yeah, it reminded me of where I come from and my skin color.
And I think that's like really a feeling that a lot of people can relate to. Personally, first off, like I think this is the second time I've been there. And I think the museum is very interesting that the first level starts with like the heavy stuff, right? And then gradually, as we move on to the upper levels, we get to experience America through so many lenses. And you can see that there's been a lot of change that has happened, albeit slow, but there's been some change, right? A lot of things are still similar, just through a different lens, right? This is over here, like giving the side, like
I don't think
questionable.
I'll be moving to
Oh yeah, that's
Mississippi
oh
anytime soon.
yeah. But like there's been some things that have like definitely improved in a couple of states, right? Some things that are still like slow, there's still a lot of work to be done, right? Personally, for me, it was humbling, I would say. And I think like starting from the first level, like as Didi said, it was like we knew the history because like growing up in Cameroon, also I'm like born here in America, but I grew up in Cameroon. So I think growing up in Cameroon is very interesting because we thought about like history, like we get to learn about like Cameroon history, we get to learn about some African history, we get to learn about some world history, right? And they talk up to us about the American Revolution, civil rights, World War I, World War II, but they don't go into detail, right? We learn about African history, we learn about the country of like the African kingdoms. We get to learn about like the transatlantic slave trade and things like that and some of the effects of that. But I don't think we go into detailed about how that affected people, right? We're not told about like how they coped when they moved over here, right? As you said. And I 100% agree with that. So I think the museum is like it's definitely an experience that I think if you can't, you should. If you can, you should do, especially in DC. When you visit DC, it's a humbling experience, a wonderful experience. You get to learn a lot. I was basically trying to read everything in the museum. Yeah. I was trying to read everything, taking everything, and you know, it was interesting. I think at the beginning, I think at the beginning, I was very of the thought like, oh, I know about this, you know, like this is nothing new to me. I was still learning about, a lot about some things, right? So like when I saw the Biafran War, I was just like so excited because I'm like, yeah, that's something that's definitely very familiar. Looking around, looking at the Gold Coast, looking at the Gold Coast, looking at like the women of Dahomey, which is kind of where the Women King, the movie The Women King is from. The Woman King? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was very, very nice to see. Interesting. Because I was like, yeah, definitely know about this. And then we got to the part where, okay, they've moved the people over here. Then what happened?
Yeah. Right? I think our advice is like, if you haven't been to the museum, you should definitely go. Because it's like an eye-opener. Like, we can only explain so much. I feel like it's something that everyone, especially Black, gotta experience it for themselves.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
It's so much. We could tell you our experience, like our emotions, but actually you being there in person is just about being around all that history that, you know, puts it into perspective for you, like what people actually went through back in those era.
And I think it pushes you to also learn more about your culture, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are some things that we didn't know about and some people that we didn't know. True. And I was over here like taking pictures trying to be like, okay, I'm gonna get a book to read about this, right? And it's also about getting the right books, right? Because some books will gloss over things, right? So you want to make sure that you're getting the right book that is sharing the right thing, right? Sharing the truth. And you want to read that. You want to read about those people. So, like, look at Emmett Till's story. That was such a sad story.
Guys, I had, like, the whole exhibit about Emmett Till. Like, even videos, documentaries about his mom actually talking about stuff that happened back then. And it was just, like, so crazy. Like, I didn't even know why he was famous. I thought he was just famous for being a Black kid that got killed.
Yeah.
But I didn't know there was, like, so much into it. Like, he was just, like, ignorance about...
We're not going to give any spoilers, right? But if you've not heard about Emmett Till, this is your chance to go read about him, right? I didn't even know who he was. I don't think I'd even heard his name.
I didn't know what he was. Like, yes. I was like, the movie, I was like, but why am I watching a movie about a Black kid, that guy? Like, that's typical anything that happens about slavery.
Right.
But then it's just like, looking at it now, I'm going to look at the movie different because I read some stuff today about it, and now I want to actually see the movie
and understand it from that lens, right? So, I think definitely it was that heavy feeling. And then what was your favorite part in the museum? Like, what, I don't want to say exhibit, but what was your favorite, like, I guess, section? Maybe not favorite, but what was the part that evoked a lot of emotion in you, I would say? Let me not say favorite.
Positive or negative
emotion? Okay, let's do both. Let's do positive and negative.
I would say negative emotion, like hate emotion, like, you know.
And who did you hate?
God,
let's be honest, so right? This is Unfiltered with Claudia, so please be unfiltered with yourself.
It was like so many.
Okay.
It was just like so many. I think it's like the start when you feel like all the, when you find out all the countries that were actually involved in the slave trade.
Oh God.
Yeah, that was Jesus. Just like, oh really? You guys bought this many slaves? Like, gosh, like you're counting them, like that's like a lot of people. And then to see how they were packed, you know, in ships and stuff like that, that was like, okay, that was like, oh, reminding me of, you know, where I came from.
So that was like the strongest negative emotion? Mm-hmm, okay.
Kind of. And then the positive side was going all the way up to the third floor and seeing all the, you know, positive or the great Black successful people or Black people in history, I should say, that have made something about themselves and they've made it into history. Mm-hmm. And just seeing all those, that Black greatness, that made me think like, oh yeah, there are, you know, black people that have made it in places that they couldn't even think about in those eras, like, you know, the black president, the black astronauts, like, you know, Miss Walker, you
Sitja
know.
Walker.
Yeah, I'm just like, just thinking about all those people and thinking about the struggle that they must have faced to even be recognized and to have that there. Guys, they even had Black Panther. Chadwick Boseman was there, man. When I saw his exhibit, I was just like, my
Okay,
guy.
that's good. That's good. I think for me, like, I'm gonna start with the negative emotion, right? It was interesting. As I said, I've been to the museum before, not to take away from it. I think it's definitely a way to like celebrate culture and show how far black people have come, in this country. So I don't know if I want to say I'm desensitized. I don't think I'm there yet. I think we'll all be like sensitized in some way or form or shape to it. But I think I look at it as part of our history. To me, it's I don't want to say a way to celebrate without taking away the struggles of people in the past, you know? Like I look at it like this is where we've come. Like I look at where we've come so far and I'm feeling happy about it. But I think what was so negative about it for me was just when I did go to the third floor, was it the second floor, and we were looking up at no, not the third floor, to the Afrofuturistic area, and we're looking at like Afrofuturism, and I saw Trayvon Martin, and I think what that reminded me is, yeah, we are talking about how far we've come, and I come into something that's talking about Afrofuturism. We're supposed to be looking to the future, and we have a case of what, like, which is so similar to what happened in the past.
I feel like they had a good concept about that. Trayvon Martin, they're like, oh, he could have been great had he not been killed.
Agreed. No, I'm
So.
not even talking about the exhibit. For me, it was just like the case study itself, right? Because what it just evoked to me was just like not the Afrofuturism exhibit. For me, I was just thinking about like reminded again of how he died. And I'm like, yeah, we are again
That could have been a
in
great mind that would
exactly.
have done something and then it got
Exactly, right?
taken away.
And it got taken
So,
away for what,
yeah.
right? For what reason? We're going back to the past, right? Something.
Girl, let's not even go there,
I'm like,
but
I'm back
there
again to the
again.
second floor, right? Let's talk about Jim Crow laws. Let's talk about all this, the Ku Klux Klan, and.
Girl, then we're giving it away. They gotta go. But just to let you know, there is some states that were honoring the Black Code. If you go there, you will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And those states, you will not be seeing me moving there.
Okay, ma'am, calm down.
If you know, you know.
Yes, but what she's saying is like valid, right? And you still have some states till this day that black people will not, like, you have black people not go to the states, right? Like people would just not move to the states, right? So I think it was like negative for me in that way that I'm like, we're still there. It's hidden in so many ways. But we are still there. And then when I look at, I told you, like, when I look at a lot of the states where talking about the slave trade, a lot of the states where the black people moved to, immigrants were taken to, or where they left the slaves at, right? North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisiana, right? Not to give anything away. But these are now historically states that maybe are not doing so well economically, right? So when we talk about economic power, these are not states that you would put them at the top, right? When we look at states that suffered through basically like civil rights, you know, Jim Crow laws, these are states that are at the top of the list, right? So again, like what does that say about like the about our life here in America, right? It's saying a lot. Have we really moved forward? Hey, you know, we don't know. Right, there's evidence to like the contrary. There's evidence to prove that we have. We just have to keep trying because we cannot not try. Right, that's what I think. The positive emotion was just like me. You know me. I was so excited about the women. Like I'm like yes, like the women were killing it. Right, because talk about like them giving black men the right to vote and then still considering women, all women, as second, right? Second. Always second. And I'm like, I do not care about like anything. I'll always support the women's movement, right? And black women especially. In fact, let me not even say black women. Let me say women of color, right? Minorities. Because that's where it's at. We're talking about like Native Americans, right? We're talking about Asians, right? We're talking about like, what was very surprising to me was when I was looking at the Jim Crow laws, California had so many laws against Chinese people. It was very shocking because I don't think I know that history. And I'm just like, because now when you go to California, it's all Asian.
Much that you don't know.
Yes, like it's so Asian, black.
We
packed.
Only know what we were accustomed to.
Right.
Like, you know, the fact that people left our continent and went somewhere else. But to actually see the other side of how, when they got here, how they were treated, it's like an eye opener. And I feel like that's something I have to, you know,
learn more about
yep. and get accustomed to.
Agreed.
It was hard today.
But it was good, right?
It was good.
But it was hard. Yeah.
It was hard.
Okay. And then, you know, the other question I asked you, so can you imagine surviving in a world like that?
Can I curse?
No, we are not going to curse. Thank you. Okay, go ahead and do it because it's unfiltered with Claudia, so...
Hail to the no. Hail to the no. Okay? Hail to the no. Okay? Like, I wouldn't have made it.
Right. Okay, so let's see. Why? Because you saying that you wouldn't have made it, like, it's not giving any reason why.
I mean... No, they would have killed me now, Masa. Even the segregation part, they... No. Because I know there was some kind... There was a level of stubbornness in you that you want to defy those people. So they'll be like, oh, this is meant for the white people. This are meant for the black people. I'll be like, for what?
Did you already know?
What is better.
Did you already know? The way my mouth goes, like, they'll be like, pim, I'll be like, pop, pop, boom, boom, boom.
Shot me, they would have whipped my ass.
No, but the thing is, they were not even shooting people, so they're giving you all forms of punishment, especially the women.
They would have whipped me.
No, but the women were being raped, so it wasn't just whipping, the women were raped, the women were like used, and then you were just used as like a labor machine.
Like, let me say, basically, I don't think I would have been mentally strong to deal with what they were dealing with.
Yeah,
I feel I would have taken the easy way out and probably killed myself.
Oh yeah, and then I read about the woman. Did you see about the woman who killed her child because she didn't want the child to go through slavery?
Listen.
Yeah. So
that was the only way she thought.
She was like, she didn't want her child to go through this life.
Suffer, being selling yourself, having to deal with this with no end cycle, no end. Might as well.
Do you know how much it can take for you to like to kill a child that you give birth to? Like, it's not like you didn't want the child and you're aborting the child.
That's still in slavery of her mind.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you give birth to a child and the child grows up to like how many years and you're like, rather for my child to go through this, I would rather kill them.
I feel for her, but it's just like, I'm telling you, I don't know. Is that kind of situation?
I don't think there's any judgment to be put here. Yeah, like,
it's not even about judgment. It's like you can't even say what you would do in that situation.
Exactly.
So put in that situation. Because now we have just been accustomed to being cushioned. You know, there was no segregation and there was no, like, you know, racism at best. You know, sometimes you get looks here and there. You get discriminated here and there. You get someone follow you in the store here and there. But to deal with the level of what they dealt with back then.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think anything today compares to what they were dealing with.
I don't know. Every time I think about it, like, I think about it, and the whole time I was in the museum, that's all I was thinking about, right? Like, I'm just like, will I survive? Like bruh.
What can you compare to?
How do I survive? I'm sure they would have killed me already they would have definitely killed me because either I would have broken some white mass's penis because I'm like, no, like, I'm just like, and excuse me, you know, like, if children are listening to this, sorry, you know, I should probably put like a block sound there, but I'm just like, no, I don't know what I would have done. I really, it's not a situation to even think about, but I'm like, will I be able to cope? Because when you look at when you look at some leaders now, because you know how there's like leaders that were known for good, and then people say like, oh, they did bad things and this and that and that. I don't know if there's like necessarily black and white. I think to an extent, a lot of people have dirty hands, right? Like no human is perfect, right? People make decisions that others might not agree with. I think it is what it is. You know, all you can do is make the best. All you can do is do the best and then make decisions that you can sleep with at night, right? The decision is not one that everybody has to understand, but you have to be able to sleep with this decision at night, right? So I think to live in that kind of world, you do what you must. Like when we look at, what was that movie with Samuel L. Jackson? Was it Django? Who was the butler? And everybody hated him. So when you look at the Africans who turned on Africans, right, because they were maybe butlers in the house or because they thought they were better, right? So they'll sell out their African brothers and sisters. And I'm like, bruh, I can't fault them.
You really can't fault them.
You don't know what you're going to do in that situation. Like, yes, maybe you'll be strong enough to pull your brother, help your brother or sister, but some people are just not that courageous, right? And what if they threaten you with your child, your kid? You know, like at the end of the day, you're going to do what's better for you and your family, right? So if that you're going to treat you well, then you're going to do what the master says, then hey, you know. But I also, other people don't have to like it, right? So you can't force everybody to accept your decision. You just have to be able to live with it. But yeah, anyway, so that was our experience there at the museum. It was very interesting. Like Miss Didi over here trying to be like, she was so mellow at the end. But we had such a great time. We did. It was a wonderful time. I think everyone should definitely take a chance, go to the museum, like, and explore. They always have events going on over there, right? Like I think Juneteenth, they had a big event going on. Even today, like they had to close the museum early at like 5:30 because they had an event starting at like 6 or so. So definitely something for everyone to think about. And if you can go, you know, take kids, like take people, not just black people. I think everyone. It's for everyone. Go in and read about it. And you know, one thing I would say is, I think for a lot of people,
all races in there. It wasn't only black people. There were people of all races in there.
Asians. So, white people. Like, yeah, there were
so many people, different races, different ages. So it's for everyone. It's not only for black people.
And I would say this, I think like it's definitely important, and again this is my opinion, but no fights can be won without the majority, like the people who consider majority not involved in the fight, right? I think it's good, like I always tell my friends, I'm like, especially, you know, my white friends, and I'm like, come with me, I know it might make you uncomfortable, but these are not your sins to carry, right? Let it make you uncomfortable, but then like make sure that you're doing better, right, in your life, in your circle, within your friendships, right? Like make sure that you as an individual are doing better. Like let's not make you uncomfortable that you're ignoring it, right? Because that's when you become complacent, right? I think let it make you uncomfortable to a point that you're doing better. And I think that's really what's important. Like your friends know that you're doing better. They see you and they know like you support them, you're an ally, right? You're there for them, right? If you're an ally, right? Because if you are in the Ku Klux Klan, then this does not apply to you, right? But yeah, anyway, so that's the end of our episode for today. Did you have anything to tell the people?
No. Just, yeah, you know, I think everyone should just know their culture. Like, don't be ignorant. Don't be
blissful. I'm going to come with you on that. I'm going to come back with you
with
on
me,
that.
Me too.
Because I'm about to come for you.
No, that's a story for another day.
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to come for you next time.
But yeah, that's a story for another day. But yeah, this is Didi, you know. And yeah.
All right, so you guys have heard, that's Didi for you. So thank you, Didi, for stopping by. You guys are gonna hear about Didi again because we're definitely gonna have another episode for you guys talking about dating. So Didi stays in Philly and I stay in Maryland, so this is going to be interesting. You know guys, dating stories are always interesting, and that's gonna really be like unfiltered because we are going to be going in depth. So stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you guys for listening. Do you have anything to say before I close out?
Bye, guys, and looking forward to the next episode.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. This was Unfiltered with Claudia. Fit Didi into this episode. All right. Have a good one, guys. Catch you next episode.